Hello, everyone. My name is Isha Sukan. I am a former election official of the OpenSUSE community. For a brief period, I was also in the membership committee, and I stepped down. I've been election official from 2018 till end of 2024. Stepped down last year. I ran for board, and I'm currently on the OpenSUSE board. I am sharing this presentation because while I was on all those specific roles within the OpenSUSE community, there is something which is there is something common among all those roles where I noticed something could be done. There is a particular project that probably needs some attention. It has been left unchecked for quite a long time. Not blaming anyone, it's just it is what it is. So this project is called OpenSUSE Membership, and I'm talking about management of membership. A few weeks before the conference, I shared this idea with the board. It was discussed, and then there were branches of those discussions. One of the branches was that you might have noticed that the board chair, Gerald Pfeiffer, sent an email about a month ago on the project mailing list. It was about revising our election rules. It's mostly the text that is currently in the wiki with some typos, not really typos, but rephrasing certain sentences to make more sense. He shared those, how do you call that, improvements to the text on the project mailing list. So this is one branch about membership. There's another branch of the discussion that started. It's about single sign-on. Currently, I think it's still being decided between SUSE IT and Heroes how they are going to manage authentication for the community. So I'm not that much involved in that. What I'm concerned about is what I'm going to show you right now. So OpenSUSE membership. Do you need to become a member in order to contribute to OpenSUSE? The answer is no, all right? But to become a member, you need contributions, all right? So understand this part. To start contributing, you don't need to be a member. You can just start contributing anytime, anywhere you want. But when you ask to become a member, the membership officials are going to ask you about your contributions. So how do you explain that, okay, I've been contributing to this project for so many months, so many years, and I've been doing since this since forever? Sorry, I missed something. Why become a member? OpenSUSE members have voting privileges and some other perks. We're not going to get into the details of those perks because it's not the crux of this issue that I'm sharing. So in order to become a member, this is the text from the OpenSUSE Wiki right now that explains to you how you become a member after having done some contribution within the projects. I think you've recently gone through that. So imagine this. To become a member, you need to go on code.opensuse.org/project/membership. Now, code.oo is actually Pagia under the hood. Pagia is an open source code hosting platform. It's mostly used like a Git alternative, GitHub kind of alternative, but we are using it only to create issues and to keep track of who has requested for membership, and other membership officials can comment on that whether something is missing. So what you need to do to become a member is to head to that specific URL, and the first thing, of course, you log in. Because since you have contributed to OpenSUSE for a while, you must be having an OpenSUSE ID, a password. You've been logging on OBS, on Wiki, done different kind of things within the community. So you log in with your credential, and then this specific part in the Wiki says that you create a new issue. By default, it is private. You put your nickname, and you mention your contributions. Remember this. You mention your contributions. And then you support your mentioned contributions. This part is where, as for the brief period when I was a membership official, I saw a lot of challenges. Because a lot of times, people will submit a request to become a member. They would say that, okay, I've been doing this, I've been doing that, I've been making changes to the wiki, and then that's it. We do not have any proof of that, so it becomes a burden for the membership official to go and look around whether this specific person is genuinely a person. It's not a random person who just created an issue on code.io. And it's kind of cumbersome to do all of that. All right? So the next thing, after having put all of that in order, so if you do not provide all those details properly, most of the time the membership official will tell you, hey, you know what, you mentioned about wiki, but can you share some URLs of the changes that you've made in the wiki, some of your contributions on OBS, and you know, blah, blah. Oh, maybe you've been doing some community activities at the conferences here in Nuremberg or Asia Summit or some other places. All those are contributions, but we need to have a certain proof of those contributions to be able to assess that, yes, we can approve you as a member. And it's not a one-person approval. It's, I think we need at least minimum two membership officials to give a go so that somebody is approved as a member. Next thing that we ask is some details about email. For example, you want an email alias, you want an IRC cloak. Like I was saying in the previous slide, these are some of the additional perks on top of having voting privileges. And last, while you have put all of these information, you hit the create issue button. So this is what Pajot looks like. This is where you go and create the issue. So all of the things that I just mentioned could have been a web form. A form where you just fill all those details, your maybe social media handles, your contributions to OBS, contributions to the wiki, maybe some photo album where you have been volunteering for a conference. All of that could have been on a clean platform so that you do not miss something when submitting. And then the official would have to tell you, hey, you missed this, please share these photos, share these maybe blog posts that you have written and all. So this is for the user. Now, let's say two of the official have approved the membership, and now that member record needs to be stored now in the membership database. How it's done? Currently, it's done using phpMyAdmin. Now, this is just for demo purposes. It's not the actual phpMyAdmin interface because that's protected. I think Christian is here. I think it's protected multiple layers, so it's not publicly available. It's not publicly accessible. It's available as a URL, but not accessible. But I've put the screenshot here from a demo phpMyAdmin screenshot just to give you an idea. To keep a record of that member, we need to insert all those details in this database using phpMyAdmin. And for an election official who is not a developer, not a sysadmin, sometimes this can be cumbersome, not very practical. This also could have been a web form where the official could simply log in with his credential, would see all the pending requests, could go through if everything is checked, approved, and if something is wrong, maybe reply to that reply to that person about the missing information and all. So the first part where the first part where the person is requesting membership could have been a form. This could have been a form. And the last thing is about election officials. Every time when they organize a certain election within the community or maybe the board election at the end of the year, they need the list of voters. Now, they do not need all the information from the voters. They need the member ID and the email address to send the voter credential. So they also could have gotten an access to this platform where they can log in and get only the IDs and only the email address which they could export and use it. Currently, it is in a very secure way because there is a MySQL view that provides all the basic minimum information to election officials. But even the election officials have to use PME instead of something more like simpler. A few years ago, we had this project called connect.opensuse.org. It was based on a social network platform called ELG, not like omelette, ELG. So it was written in PHP. It ran for quite some years within the community. I think it was put online in 2010, and the project stopped in 2021, so around a decade. It was there, it was useful, all membership information was there, was being managed by by membership officials and all. But the project came to an end because of security issues within the solution, ELG, and there were no maintainers. There was a lack of maintainers for this specific project. I saw there were calls on the project mailing list looking for maintainers, and after not getting enough of response to that, the project was discontinued in 2021. And since then, the OpenSUSE membership has been staying in the MySQL database. All right, it's secure, but it's not practical. So what I'm proposing is, what I proposed actually a few weeks ago to the board is to build something new, but not use an off-the-shelf membership platform, but we can have something very simple at the beginning. Maybe just you log in. When I say you, I mean a membership official could log in, could search a specific member and find the details, update it if the member asks to update some details, or the person requesting a membership could simply have a form where he will fill the details, submit, all of that goes to a backend. So I've been using Laravel for quite some time now, been doing a lot of projects using Laravel back home. It's a PHP framework. It's in the web world, it's akin to Ruby on Rails, right? So, but this one is written in PHP. It's quite famous, very stable, very secure. So my proposal to the board was that I could start something with this, very simple, based on the experience as an election official, as a membership official, all those challenges that I got, I could, put it into paper, figure it out, start the project. And right now, no code has been written because we're still figuring out about authentication, what will happen, what will not happen. And that's it. Once everything is sorted out, we'll start writing the code. But after OSC, I'm going to send an email to the project mailing list asking for ideas. What would you guys want to see in such a platform? And maybe it's not the time, but I've already thought of a name, a code name for this project. I called it Lounge. It's just in my mind map. Why Lounge? The previous one was called Connect, because social network connecting. Lounge, actually, a group of geckos, a group of lizards, is called a lounge of geckos. So like a group of geckos sitting together, relaxing, sunbathing, is actually called a lounge of geckos. So this could be our lounge for the geckos, for the members, to where they have all the information, they can log in, they can see whether the membership is active, not active, and things like that. So it's just a code name, it doesn't have to be the final name. If it remains the final name, I would be very, very glad, very happy, but it's a code name for now. So yeah. After the OSC, I'm going to send these details to the mailing list, and then we can take it from there, maybe share some ideas, what do we want, what we would like to see in such a platform. Thank you very much. I think my time is almost up. It is up. If you have questions, I'll be outside in the corridor. We can have a chat. Thank you very much.